Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And to Radio Land, certainly, this is Dr. Maria Carey. I'm your host, and my co-host is here. We are here together. She's calling into the program, and once, okay, I see her on my monitor here. I'm going to open up the mic. Praise the Lord. We got kids. Just sit at that table right there. You got enough? Good morning. Good morning. Then, of course, you got this one right here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for being in the building on this morning. We are certainly live and in charge again. I was in the process of just opening up my co-host, Mike. Say hello to the people, Evangelist.
Good morning, everybody.
Certainly, we thank God for being in the building on this morning. We are literally live on this morning again. I'm your host. I got my co-host who is celebrating 5 years.
Yes.
For those in radio land, we've got a show prepared for you. We've got a show, we've got breakfast, and guess what? All of this is free to the community.
Yes.
And certainly we thank God for this program. We thank God for what we've been doing. And I'm going to let my co-host talk for a minute as people are gathering. We program is for 9 to 12. So if you are on radio land, you can head over to Wisdom Village Senior Apartments, and we are having our community breakfast on this morning. We're celebrating 5 years. You still have time. You still have time to come. And certainly I wanted to go live because I want to talk. I want people to give their testimony about how they feel about this blog, how this blog has been a blessing to them. And certainly, I thank God for my co-host, who has just been tremendous in helping me conduct this blog. And those of you out in radio land, call in if you're not able to come. Certainly, I want to see you. I want to see your number on the screen. But let us pray. Well, wait a minute. I got a person that's going to pray today, so I'm going to wait. Praise God. We just saw it for time as people gathering. But this time I'm going to let my co-host, who will facilitate this program. She's been my co-host since 2019. Thank God for her accepting the call to be my co-host. And I'm going to tell you, I've been putting it to work ever since. And I want to know, I got people in the building, and I got people on the blog. How many enjoy my co-host? Come on now, come on. And praise the Lord, my people are here and on time. On time, not CP time, on time. I said 9 o'clock. Because we're going to do this breakfast from 9 to 12, and then we're going to move on. Amen. So at this point, we are going to call on my co-host, and she's going to give you a word. Not a word, but she's going to talk to you this time.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Let's give Dr. Carey a hand, y'all. Amen. Amen. We thank you all for joining in to our fifth year celebration for Amazing Grace Ministries. And we just thank you all for listening, taking time out of y'all very busy day on a Saturday morning, you know, to get those of you to get a chance to call in and just listen. We appreciate you all just taking time out getting up to do that. You know, never being dead is not appreciated. Never being dull, you know, no one cares. We care. You know, we just, like she said, this is trying to destroy the yoke of bondage. You know, and sometimes we just need the encouragement. Amen. Amen. And I'm just excited to see the people here on today. I'm thank y'all for just getting up, coming out. You know, we had this breakfast with us. Who's happy to be on today? Amen. Amen. Young folks.
You know, like they said, life is dead. We ain't got no young folks. We got some energy on today.
So we're giving them the activities to get up and come on out and join with us on this morning. Amen. And we got all ages here today. That's a good thing. We got a lifeline around here. Amen. But we just encourage you all to come up. Throw something on the come because we're going to be here as well.
Because I'm giving people time to get here. But we have been on the air since 2016. And certainly when the Lord called me to continue this ministry in 2019, praise the Lord, God has given us inspiration, given us messages. And sometimes, as you said, Evangelist, there have been times where I have said that I'm not going to be on blog this morning.
Okay.
And certainly my co-host don't play, y'all. She is like, you know, I need to be ready to go by Thursday.
Amen.
I need to be ready to go. So what you got? What you want me to do? How you want me to do it? And I tell you, she does it with excellence, and I thank God for her. And certainly, I got some people, I got some children in the building. You know, when we look at what we're doing in this last and evil day, we have to understand that God is on his way back. We're living in a day of trouble. We're living in perilous times. We're living in a day, and Miss Emma, I got Miss Emma in the house. She lives in the building, y'all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That's your leg lady.
Amen.
I mean,
chair lady.
God bless
Amen.
You. God bless you.
Amen.
Certainly thank God for each and every one that's here We got people gathering in, and we're just getting the people in and gathering them in. I tell you, I might have to gather and fill these seats, but we're gonna see what we're gonna do, because people are still gathering, and I'm waiting on people to show up. But anyway, back to this blog, this ministry. And certainly when we look at the pandemic shut us down, and we look at people, we're having our prayer celebration in the community room of Wisdom Village Senior Apartment. And this facility has apartments, and seniors live in this building. And certainly, when you look at the shutdown, when you look at what happened when COVID-19 happened, and I'm saying this because we have a minister, Mother Emma, who really conducted, called the building together to pray, called the building together to say a word from the Lord. When church was not available, we had people here in the building that would say and give a word for the Lord. You know, we still need a word from the Lord in this day and time. The only thing that's going to change us, the only thing that's going to break the yoke of bondage, and this is destroying the yokes of bondage. And this ministry was called together to assist, to help, to break those yokes of bondage on people that were struggling emotionally, struggling with their feelings. I can't help it. I can't see my way clear. I don't know if the Lord's going to come by and bless me or help me. I don't even know who the Lord is. But someplace, somewhere in this United States, we thank God that he has blessed us. And certainly, we don't fill in these seats if these folks don't show up today, because I got a cook that's second to none. So we're going to have Miss Emma say some things. And again, like I told you, Miss Emma just came, brought this apartment complex together to say a word to get. You see, she came in the house with her Bible. Y'all can't see. But praise the Lord. She got her Bible on the table. Man. She's ready to go. And she's ready to go. She is ready to go. I might have to pull this telephone or this mic from her and say, okay, Ms. Emma.
Thank you. I just honor and praise to the Heavenly Father because he has brought me a long way. You know, when I think that pretty soon I'm going to be 80 years old, and I just couldn't even, you know, it came on me, and I didn't realize, you know, that this age was coming up on me, and I got to get in a hurry because I look, and I'm looking at the kids and the situation and the shooting going on, and I think about the word say, just look and watch, and you're going to see. You ain't going to be left if you're in me. And you got to be in his heart and he in yours. That's the key right there. Because when he comes back, Jesus Christ comes back.
Yes.
He's going to be looking for the faithful ones. He's going to look for the ones that were faithful to him. He's going to look at the ones that went through the trials and tribulations along the way, just like he did when he was in the garden. He said, let this cup pass. But he said, nevertheless.
Not my will,
but thy will be done.
Yes.
And when things get rough, that's what you got to say. In 2019, I caught the COVID, and I was in the hospital for a month. And I found myself floating in the clouds. And I kept saying, Lord, let me stay here just a little longer. I have a grandson, and I need to be here a little longer to get him through. And the Lord blessed me.
Come on.
And I'm so grateful for that. Now, I wasn't in this wheelchair. I had been in a car accident 20 years before that. But I wasn't in a wheelchair. But he put me in this chair. But you know what? It's been happening. Favors that I have asked for him, for my children.
Come on.
He's been blessing them.
Yes.
And he said, see, I'm still with you. He said, hey, I'm going to bring you out this too, but I want others to see my power.
Yes.
He said, I want others to see that you stood the test.
Yes.
And you were faithful to my word.
Yes.
And that's how we have to look at our situation, that this is only a test.
That's all.
That's what we have to remember. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You have a phone in your hand. I need you to call in this number because I want the numbers. I want you on the line. The call-in number is 213-943-3737. Okay. Going over the numbers again, 213-943-3703. Evangelist Rod, you got something else?
When you get ready for the prayer, I can introduce you.
All right, I got somebody. Hey, them lines and opened up. And all lines are open, so if somebody wants to say something, certainly you can now. Now, remember now, you are live. You are on a talk show.
Amen.
This talk show goes all over the world. And some of the places are very friendly for the city. So I want you to use your input. So just raise your hand and say something. Let me know because we don't want too many people to say something at the wrong time. You get that static. That's because two electronic systems can't be in the same room or all at the same time. So I'm gonna start calling.
Hello out there in regular land. I'm glad to be here today with Dr. Carey and Evangelist Rogers and Sister Tanya and Sister Bill, the yoga lady over here, and all the rest of the Minister Ellis. I'm just glad to be here. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to say something? I got a quiet house I'm waiting for everybody to show up on the program before we start, because then I want to move forward. And, of course, I'm waiting on my cook. I meant to print up our menu for today. And for those of you that's out in radio land that ain't showed up today, we got eggs. We got rolls. We got a French roll casserole. I got a chef that's cooking. But pray for his mother. I need Radio Land to pray for his mother, which is my secretary and my sister. She's been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, wow.
But I need y'all to pray.
Yeah.
Because Amazing Grace Ministry has a board of five. And certainly any of one of you that want to be considered as board members, I'm open. We want to reach the community. And if those of you that are in the building, those of you that are coming, certainly I've given a little information about Amazing Grace Ministries. What we're all about, our vision and our goal. I thank God for, come on up. I want to say Dr. Lacey.
Amen.
Pray the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on up.
Amen.
Right there. Praise God. We thank God for people are gathering. They're gathering slow.
Yes.
Hallelujah, but they're gathering.
They're coming.
They're coming. I thank God. We just, and those of you, Missionary Lacey, we are live on Blog Talk right now.
Amen.
So we are on the radio. We're live and in charge. And certainly we're waiting for people to gather. But since, and the call-in number, if you want to call in with us and chat with us on the line, is 213-943-3703. And certainly we're just giving people time to show up. But thank God. I was saying that we want to pray for Sister Mosley because she's been diagnosed with cancer, but God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think.
Yes.
And certainly in your prayer time, lift her name up because she's been a servant of the Lord. She's been on the battlefield for the Lord and look like the Lord seem to be trying, or some, our generals are leaving here, those people that are praying, those people that are lifting up the name of the Lord. But we are interceding for her life, and we are bombarding heaven for her because we know that God is able.
Yes, he is.
And so many of us now have been plagued by sickness. Another good friend, another relative of mine, Songbird, Sister Lorraine Edwards had to endure heart surgery. And certainly she's recovering, but the saints are going through.
Yes.
God are going through. And it's like there is no respect of person. Everybody is going through. But the thing that we have that others don't have, what we got, y'all?
Jesus.
Come on now, let the radio land.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, thank God for his goodness. Thank God for keeping us when we couldn't keep ourselves.
Come on.
God for intervening for us. Thank God for everything that he's done for us. Because he's done something for us. He allowed us to wake up this morning. He gave us life. And because he gave us life, then we are to share this word. We are to share the goodness of the Lord. We are to share the fact that we have not buckled over. We have not stopped because God keeps us. We keep moving in spite of what we're going through, in spite of the trials and tribulations, in spite of everything. Life brings our way, and I say life. Sometimes we put a whole bunch of stuff on the enemy. But just to live.
Come on.
Bible says faith and chance gonna happen to us all. So we're gonna go through life just like the sinners are going through life. But we got an anchor to hold on to. We ain't got to give up. We ain't got to say, I'm going to take a life. All we got to do is to put our hands in God's hands, and he's going to bring us through. I know y'all didn't call it.
Come on.
But I'm just telling the truth.
Anybody
else want to share? Because we're going to shut it down in a minute. I'm waiting for people to gather.
Amen.
Anybody? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good morning. I just want to thank God for being here this morning. I want to thank God for putting Sister Rogers in my body. I've been listening to blog for probably about 2 years now, and when I get up on Saturday, there's had a lot of children who have a lot of things going on all the time. So I just want to thank him because the messages I hear are, a lot of times they really what I need to hear at the time. You know, I walk around, I do things, and then I was like, I don't feel like doing nothing today. But when I listen to a blog, I get up and do what I have to do. And I just want to thank God for you. Not to carry. I want to thank God for Sister Rogers. And I just want to thank God that he put her in my life in order for me to be to listen, because I don't listen to a lot of things. So I just thank God. I just want to thank God.
Amen.
You know, that's the dynamic. You want to say something, Evangelist?
Well,
Well, I can just add to what Ms. Norman said. She was my supervisor about 14 years ago.
But if we come together, we're strength in unity. We're strength in unity, and we pray for one another, and we pray as a unit. God will heal.
I just want to take this side note to say those of you that are in Radio Land, Amazing Grace Ministries, we are taking donations. You can send those donations to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643, I do believe. Let me make sure. Let me look at my notes, y'all. Yes, it's P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And certainly your donation is put back into the ministry. This morning, this breakfast is free. But amen. I have to rent the facility. I have to pray for security. And certainly I've got to pay for, or the ministry has to pay for your food and the person cooking your food.
Amen.
And certainly we want to do more.
Yeah.
Amazing Grace Ministries is a teaching ministry. I would like to bring on powerful people to help and to assist. I got a woman of God in this house on
amen.
Today. That is powerful. And that's none other than missionary Deborah Lacey. She shake her head. But she knows her mother, Mother Lacey, Mother Minnie Lacey, and certainly I want to honor her, her mother, because her mother was a foundation. She set the foundation. She was a strong mother at what was then Pentecostal Temple, Church of God in Christ. She was a mother. She was a willing worker. She put her hands to the plow, and she wasn't afraid to work. Praise God. Certainly, I think of some of the things that the nuggets that this mother of Zion put into me. You know, we used to work in the kitchen, and she gave all of us spots. Do you know I still got that spot? Still got it and still use it because it's still working. And certainly when we look at the ministry of God, when we look at what we are or what we're doing, a lot of times people say it's just the word of God, but it's not that. It's connecting to people. It's touching people, and it's helping people. And certainly when you give your donation, we're putting it back in the ministry, and certainly we want to do our work for the Lord. And certainly I want to celebrate. I wanted to celebrate giving this word and touching people and allowing people to understand that the yokes of bondage, that God breaks those yokes. And certainly Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes, he does.
And we thank God for giving us people. Like I was talking about Missionary Lacey, and praise God, later on I'm going to have her give some remarks. But we thank God for her. Praise God, and certainly you can. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We got people coming in. You can come over here. What? You can... Okay, all right. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get people to move in because we got tables here, but that's okay. But anyway, what was I saying? Somebody want to tell me what I was saying? But we were talking about people of Zion, and then I talked about this young lady, Missionary Deborah Lacey, that's going to come a little bit later and certainly give expressions. We thank God for people that have know the word, people that study the word, people that know what God is saying. And certainly we thank God for those individuals that can train and teach and give and make disciples, because we are called to make disciples of men.
Yes.
And I was talking about a donation. For those of you, understand, those of you in the house, those of you on Radio Land, certainly please let the Lord use you to send us your donations. And I tell you, I've got some supporters that have supported this blog, that have sent me money. Thank God for them. I thank God for my board members.
Yes.
And certainly you see my board members and the persons of Lenora Mosley, Marquita Smith, that wouldn't be here, but she's working, Willie Funches, Johnny Carey. Those are my board members,
yes.
And I want to open it up to those of you that may say, well, I want you to consider me as a candidate for board, and certainly I have got information here in the building that you can sign, and you can put in parentheses that that's something you want to consider. Also, those of you in radio land that are listening to me at this point, you can send it to the P.O. Box, and certainly I will get it. Now, when you making a donation, back to donations, if you're making a donation to this ministry, don't make it out to Dr. Maria Carey. Make it out to Amazing Grace Ministry, or AGMI. That is what you make the check payable, and certainly don't make them out to me. Make them out to the ministry. Hallelujah. It is 10:35. We are going to close our blog, and we are going to go into our program so we can move forward. Anybody else want to say something on radio before we close it up? We got another individual in the house, Lily. She's one of the residents of the building, and certainly I invited the residents of here in Wisdom Village apartment complex to come out to celebrate with us, because
Amen.
Certainly we want to include them in this endeavor. And I've been waiting on Mother Carey to come, but she hasn't come just yet.
Amen. And we thank God for First Lady Belochi. Amen. 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 And she's one of the bereaved. You know, she lost her son a couple of weeks ago. You know, but as we say, the Lord came and got him. Didn't nobody kill him. He didn't leave here by man's hand. The Lord came on and got him. So to God be the glory. You know, we just want to keep her in your prayer and her family and her husband in prayer. Amen.
Okay. You still on your phone? You got it on your phone? You can use my phone, Mama.
I would just like to say this morning that I am so thankful to God, Maria and her mom. They have really been part of me, and her walk has made me to be here today.
Amen.
You know, if you see people and they treat you the way what the Bible say, love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the way they are.
Amen.
And it makes my heart happy when we came together in service here, because I believe that she's upright and I believe her walk is right. And I'm so thankful that she has come into my life. And some members here that was with the group that we used to have prayer. And they all, as a matter of fact, Lily wants us to have a service here.
Amen.
Isn't that right, Lily? Yeah.
Amen.
Maria, you need to be teaching here. So she's a great person, and I just want to thank you this morning for having this service.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You want me to introduce her?
Want to pray this blog out, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for today, Lord God.
But God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And Lord God, we just thank you on today. And Lord God, before we begin to ask you for anything, we just thank you for everything. And we thank you for who you are. Lord God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord God, with our minds headed towards this place, Lord God. And Lord God, we just ask you to look on Dr. Carrie, God. Bless her in all her endeavors, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we ask you to bless the listeners and bless the ones that's here, Lord God. Bless them one by one, name by name. And then, Lord God, we ask you to bless those that are on their way. Don't let nobody hit them, and don't let them hit nobody, Lord God. We ask them for safe travel, traveling mercies, Lord God, for our inspirational speaker on today, Lord God. We want you to bless them to make it today, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we just thank you for all that you do. And, Lord God, I'm asking you to look on my path, the Superintendent Dr. Byron Gibbs, Lord, and his wife, Lady Gibbs, and our assistant pastor and his wife, Evangelist and Elder Johnson, God. And keep the bereaved in under your umbrella, God. Touch their heart. Encourage the heart. Look on Papa Ellis, God. Encourage his heart, Lord God. Give him what he needs, God. And then, Lord God, we ask you to look on Mother Garnett, God. She asks a special prayer, Lord God. Continue to know what she needs. And, Lord God, we ask you for all the unspoken requests, God. Meet the need according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And then we just ask you to tune in next week.
Same time, 9 o'clock.
Evangelist Rogers will be your host.
Amen. So tune in. Have a great day. Enjoy the remainder of your day. Be blessed. Remember, wear your mask. Wash your hands. Stay socially distanced, okay? Because remember, God is still in control.
Amen, saints. God bless. See you next week.